Innes Fayle, the new Associate Superintendent of People Services in Chinook's Edge School Division, CESD, says he is looking forward to taking over the key role in the school system, which involves working closely with principals and other staff in every division school. The biggest part of the role is supporting our people in Chinook's Edge, Garrow told the Alberton. I will be doing all the human resources and all the staff health and wellness. And it includes a lot of mentorship for new principals and developing and aspiring leaders. Mike Garrow will replace retiring Associate Superintendent Ray Hoppins, who is stepping down following a 32-year career in education. The multifaceted position of Associate Superintendent of People Services also includes facilitating a comprehensive and innovative approach to staff health and wellness, and coordinating the recruitment, selection, interviewing, hiring and onboarding processes for all positions in the division, including all leadership positions other than superintendency. The position also establishes and oversees the framework for the supervision and evaluation of all new and existing employees, including the cyclical evaluation of principals, vice principals and leaders. Garrow will also participate as a member of the Central Office Leadership Team in the areas of instructional leadership, emergency response, resource allocation, administrator meetings and various advisory committee meetings. I respect that the division's leadership team is one that takes the time to be in schools, and to be purposeful about building teams, said Garrow. I am proud to be part of a collaborative culture that brings staff together, all focused on the needs of students. Garrow has served in educational leadership roles in Chinook's Edge and in the Wild Rose School Division for more than 14 years. He has taught at the elementary, middle and high school level, and is currently the division principal at CESD. Although Garrow won't officially start in his new role until August 2024, he is working with Hopkins on the transition. CESD Superintendent Kurt Socker said Garrow has a proven ability to make complex decisions in a thoughtful, efficient and calm way, and his work ethic, and especially his skill working with people, make him a great fit for this role. Hopkins said Garrow makes decisions that are people-centered, and will continue to support the division's commitment in this critical area. There are 11,000 students in the Innes Fayle headquartered CESD.